Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shannon, and joined today with Amy Schulte, Association Director of the YMCA of Washington County, as the Kelowna YMCA just reached a milestone of 1,000 members.
You guys just reached 1,000 members. When exactly did you reach that mark?
We reached that mark about 2 weeks ago at our Kelowna branch, and we're over 1,047 today is what our mark is. And our goal was to reach that by the end of the year, so we're ahead of schedule on that, and we're pretty excited. Before the open house that we held on August 25th, our membership numbers there were at 497. So we've doubled our membership here in just the past couple of months.
How does that compare to other YMCAs across the country?
Yeah, the standard rates of membership typically in a community is about 10%. If you are getting 10% of your community members to participate in your Y membership, they consider that to be a pretty high standard. And so in Kelowna, with being at 1,000 members based on their population, we're closer to the 35% rate of membership.
What was your reaction when you first saw the number?
Yeah, it was really exciting. Ryan Slavaugh had kind of, the city administrator of Kelowna had kind of set that goal for us to reach 1,000 members by the end of the year. And I can kind of remember saying to him, well, I think that might be a little hard, you know, it's a small community and stuff. So when we saw that we had reached that number already, we were really excited. We just are very appreciative of all the support of the community and everybody coming out and just enjoying that new community center there.
Now, what kind of work exactly went into reaching this milestone?
You know, just getting the information out to the public about the programs and the services that we offer. We've had a nice open house participation that we had. We had a lot of sign-ups on that day. And ever since then, we've tried to continue to communicate it out to folks what the new facility will provide in the community. And I think a lot of, you know, word of mouth of everyone in the community, you know, stopping in and just wanting to see the new center. And then I think a lot of people have just been impressed with what's available there and have, you know, signed up on the spot. So we've been really excited about it.
And what kind of impact have you personally seen on the community?
Well, you know, our class participation with our fitness classes has grown. So I think that's great. I think especially this time of year, keeping people healthy, keeping people active to, you know, help their overall health and wellness is important. Our senior class that we offer twice a week for our senior citizens, that group has grown. It was averaging about 15 to 17 participants prior to opening a new facility. And I think on Monday we had, I think Marcus had said we had 33 seniors who were in that class that day. It's great to have those seniors come out and not only you know, participate in the class, but they stay afterwards and socialize and have coffee. And I think it's really important to, you know, provide all of that to members of the community. We see families coming in together and working out, you know, playing basketball, just doing different activities in the facility. So I think it's great to have all of that overall health and wellness option for the community.
I'm sure this was a cool moment to reach this goal. What other special moments have you had since opening the doors?
Well, I think that being able to bring back our TOTS program that we have, which is a free program to our members during the week on Tuesdays, our gym is open from 10 to 12, and there's just some fun activities for the little ones to do. I think that's really great, especially as we get cooped up inside with the cooler weather and stuff like that. I think it's great to give them the opportunity to run and play and explore. So that's been great to be able to bring that back. That was something we offered previously and weren't able to offer during the construction process. I think being able to offer new, more yoga classes on Saturdays, we've seen a great amount of participation in that. So I think just giving different options for people in the community has been really good.
And then I know you just reached this milestone, but do you have another goal in mind or another target that you want to hit?
You know, we haven't talked about a new challenge for ourselves yet. I think right now we're trying to make sure that we can still provide the level of service that everyone is expecting of us. And so we're just really want to make sure that we're being able to have the programs, have the consistency, have the staff, and just keeping everyone healthy and well over the winter months.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Amy Schulte, Association Director of the YMCA of Washington County. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.